Yeah, look, was it disappointed? No, I was relieved, like, because I'd say previous games, like after the UCD game, I went to Sean, the chairman, and asked him did he want to go find somebody else, and I think after the Cove game as well. So I think the club are aware that, you know, I had enough of it and I was willing to move on. Obviously, look, I would have loved to stay and fight and get through it, but I just think the results were going against us. I think the performances weren't all as bad as, you know, as the results are showing. It was a difficult time, and I do think it's the right thing for both parties just to move on, you know. And look, it's one that I don't regret taking, you know, and I wish Wexford every success going forward, and I really hope they can get out of the mess that they're in, you know. And but they have a long way to go to get out of it, and you know, a lot of challenges ahead of the new manager, but hopefully they can get out of it.
We were quite near the bottom last year. We're bottom again this year. Do you think there has been any progress made over the last 12 months?
Yeah, look, when I first went into the club, as I said, look, I felt the club was on life support when we went in, and we stayed and we fought and we really got through it. And 2 years before it were hard, like, you know. And I suppose, look, from where the budget was when I first went in, it's been an improvement on it. On that end, you know, you'd like to see it improve again. But the problem you have is that you've got Galway are full time, Cork City are full time, you've Bray, you've Shells, you've UCD, all these teams are practically full time. And the challenges Wexford faces, they're an amateur club in a professional environment, you know, the signing lads an amateur, lads up there, they're not getting paid, some lads are getting expenses, you know, and it's always going to be difficult it is to get out. But no, there has been, look, there's better players in the club. Paul Cleary's a good player, Jack Doherty, Paul Fox, Jimmy Corker, and you know, look, there is good lads up there, but as I said, the league has just moved on, and it's probably the strongest league that has ever been, if I'm being honest, like, you know. And the credit to these teams who are full time, you know, but I do think other teams that need to start stepping up around the league, you know, and progressing on, and hopefully that happens.
And there is obviously that funding gap, but do you feel that you got enough support from the Wexford setup that is there at the minute from the committee?
Look, Camille, I'm not going to stand here and start calling the committee out over saying, what I will say about me, they never lied over the budget from day one, you know, they never lied over. I think it's well known that, particularly when I first went in, it was the lowest budget in the league, and it was the lowest by a considerable amount. Like, even looking at last year, we finished bottom with Athlone. Athlone's budget was nearly double our budget, you know. So even last year, like, what the players achieved, you know, finishing joint last, fans won't like to hear it, but it's a credit to the lads it is. But yeah, look, in terms of the Shells, you are, and you're going up to these clubs, you are, their budget's 6, 7, 8 times bigger than yours, you know. Like, you realistically, do you stand a chance? You're going out to Cork, who are full time. I spoke to Colin Healy down there. They'd done a double session Monday, they'd done a double session Tuesday, Wednesday off, they were in Thursday, they played us Friday, they're back in Saturday, and we're doing Monday, Wednesday, you know, an hour and a half, 3 hours a week, you know. And it's not enough. It does need to move on in terms of facilities, in terms of, the club need to train at least three times a week like everybody else in the league, you know. And I think the new manager coming in, he just needs the backing, you know. He needs support off the committee, and I do understand they are trying their best, they are, you know, and they continue to try their best, but it does need an investment.
And the club needs some more players really as well. I mean, you saw goalkeepers were sent off the other day. We had to go out searching for, you know, a goalkeeper that was out of work at the minute. So as a manager, did you have much say about the players coming in?
Yeah, look, no, it was all down to me, the players. It was all about me going out getting the players. It was, I won't shy away from that fact. It's extremely difficult on several fronts, you know, but no, it was down to me about going getting the players, it was, you know, and that was the hardest part. Like, as I said, you're going out getting lads and you're trying to get lads who will play for free. You have a small budget. If we offer a lad €100 a week and someone up in Dublin, he's living up in Dublin, offering 50, he's going to take the €50 because all the travelling on top of it and stuff, you know. And even, I know we're probably alluding to the local lads. I tried to get him in. I knew early doors. After speaking, even when we went up our first year, Breener was with me. Breener would have played with a lot of them lads, and he'd know him, and we spoke to him, we did. We knew early on there was a problem in terms of getting local players in. You know, it just...
And what is that problem, Brian? From your end, what is it?
Look, it's been something there before we went into the club. You know, it was something I couldn't fix. Like, even this year, we rang a couple of lads. Look, they just have no interest. Look, are they good enough? Of course they're good enough. Is there talent up there? Of course there is. There's good players up around there. It's just something that I couldn't fix. Did I try to bring in lads from local? Yeah, I did. We just couldn't get them, you know. So obviously then you've got to move on, and you got to look elsewhere. And we looked everywhere, you know, Waterford, Kilkenny, Wicklow, Dublin, Meath, with lads from everywhere, you know. So we tried to get the best players in we could with the budget we worked with. And look, believe it or not, we didn't do a bad job. Like you're more or less in a full-time league this year. You're always playing catch-up, you are, you know. But look, losing seven games, you know, it isn't good enough from my point of view, you know, and so I've no problem with that. We should have more points on the board, but realistically, what points should we have? 3, 4? It'd certainly be no more than that. So it is a tough challenge that the club face up there. But look, I'm sure they'll keep trying to improve it.
And just to stick on this idea of local players, because it has been tough for Wexford fans to watch the team get beat every week. And like you say, there was the 7 losses in the league this year, the 5 in pre-season. You know, we're going way back before we find a home win. But I suppose it's easier for fans to take when, you know, it's a 3-0 loss away to Shelburne, let's say, and there's, you know, 5 local players on the team, than it is to watch, you know, a 2-0 loss with no local players on the team. So, you know, it would, there's no fans in at the stadium at the minute, but a lot of people would go and see the local players. So how can Wexford get over that? You know, like you said, it's, you know, a problem that predates you and predates a couple of managers there as well. But how do Wexford, you know, get over that problem and get local players playing for the team?
No, look, it's a good question. I'm from Waterford. I'm a Waterford fan. I'm looking at the lads in there now. They're down at the bottom of the table off themselves. They've Shane Griffin. You know, they've got Cameron Power. They've got local lads there. The Martins come through the academy. And you're spot on. You know, people are getting behind them because they come through the academy. They're local lads. So I think you're spot on there. Look, it's an easy enough answer if I'm being honest with you. It's just investing. You know, like we're going to... I was speaking to some of the local players. Obviously, look at what was offered. Look, you know, that was a big part of it. Where you can go get lads out of Pats 19s or Shells and UCL. They'll come and play for free because they want to have a career in it. Like, but you're asking senior lads to come do it. It's probably financially not worth their while because they have a job. They might have to take time off work. I don't know, but it does. It needs a serious investment. Would the answer be going out getting John Gawkin in? You know, he won the Junior Cup, a fantastic manager, great pedigree up there. You know, Gary Dempsey, another local lad. You know, he's got his UEFA. I would have played against him up in when he managed Greystones with Bluebell. You know, he good sides up there. Would Gary get in? Would he get the players in? You know, but ultimately for me, it comes down to the budget, you know, and go getting it. But no, look, it's a question we asked ourselves. We did, but when we went in Aidan, we seen early from meeting players and talking to players, they had no interest in coming, you know, so we had to move on. Would we like local lads there? 100%. You know what I mean? At the end of the year, it'd be good to sit down and have 7, 8, 9 local lads who are up to the level and they are up around the club, you know, and have that core every year. And then you might have to go out, you just bring in 6, 7, your 8 players, whatever it is. It's less pressure, but every year I was up there, you're building from start. You know, the first year we went up there, look, we didn't have many local lads up there. We were miles off it. We just couldn't get the lads in that we wanted. I don't have the answer in terms of how do you do it. Is it the club's image? You know, do the club need to build with the junior league? Do they need to build with the local clubs? I don't know. You know, that's not my end. My end was just to manage the team and get results, you know, and try to get players in. You know, try to get the local lads in. Yeah, we did, but we had to work off a very tight budget. And that's the situation the club are in. Look, you need to ask the next manager coming in, will it be a local lad? I don't know. It could be a Dublin lad. The club could move up to Dublin, train in Dublin. They might get a local lad in. That might work. I just don't know. But for me, it's the budget. It's the funding coming in. I know the committee. I know everybody up there are trying their best. I'm not saying sack any of them. What I'm saying is lads need to come in and they need more help. They need more sponsorship coming through the door. They need more money. And once you start getting money in, so people will come. People will come, you get lads in and you pay them what they're worth, you know, not €50 a week, you know, you give them a couple of €100 a week, these lads, it has to be worth their while. You're looking at them to train 3 times a week on a Friday or you're anywhere around Ireland. It's nearly a full-time job on top of a full-time job, you know, so, you know, people do have to get paid what the going rate is as well, but when they're offering them little or nothing at an expense, they're never going to come.
Before the UCD game, I was down in Ferrycarrig Park, and to be quite honest with you, nobody in that stadium believed that Wexford were going to win that game. And obviously there was the whole messing with the referee and the red cards and that kind of thing, but the atmosphere turned very quickly on the team, and you know, players dropped their heads and that kind of thing, and that's what leads to these 6-0s, 5-0s. The first thing the next manager has to do is turn around that atmosphere. How would you suggest he does that?
Well, you need to get leaders in. You know, you need to get leaders in. Like we tried to get experienced pros in, but you're not going to get them in. You're not going to get experienced lads in for the expense that were, you know, that they're being offered. Like, these lads who you want, they're on good contracts with other clubs who will drag you through games, will get you over the line. We don't have that. We had a group of young lads up there. It wasn't out of choice. It was out of necessity. You know, look, and the lads have been great, and I wouldn't question the character. And some of them are good players up there, and they go and have good careers. But we certainly lack leadership. You know, did we have that dominating centre half? You know, did we have that bruiser in midfield? You know, did we have that experience? Like, you know, lads are learning on the job. Like, you know, you look at lads, they're 18, 19 years of age, 20 years of age. Some of them is the first time they play senior football. It is, you know, and I think after a couple of defeats and, you know, heads do drop, and I think you're right. But I don't have the answer of how to improve that with that group of players. What I'm saying to you is that you need to go out, you need to invest, and you need to get experienced players in there. Did we try to sign the likes of Killian Cantwell? Yes, we did. Did we try to get Derek Daly in? Yeah, we did. Did we try to get Dan McKenna in? Yeah. James Doon, Adam Wicks, all these lads. Did we try to go out and get all these fellas? You know, did we try to get go after lads who were up in the local scene who'd be experienced that were with the club? Yeah, we did. You know, we just couldn't get the experienced lads in that we wanted. So we had what we had. We had to work in terms of our budget, and we did that. And look, this is what we ended up with. You know, so it's it is what it is, unfortunately. You know, but look, you live to fight another day.
Who would you suggest the club go for now? Would you like to see a big name manager come in, or, you know, somebody who knows the league, or do you think that there is a decent youth set up there at Wexford and maybe they should promote from within?
I'm not sure if the youth up there is quite ready yet, if I'm being honest. We train with them and we keep in touch with the 19s. Like, you have Evan Farrell up there, he's done really well. He has. Would Evan be ready? Probably not. You know, it is a big step up. He's doing really well up there. In terms of who would I like to see come in, like, it's depends what angle you're looking at. Like, the image of the club might need to change. Like, again, like, you know, for me, on the outside of the League of Ireland fan, you're looking at a club trend set up in terms of Yola coming in, like, and, you know, that's not good. Like, can these people not get together? Can they not sort it out? I don't think so. But look, for me, I don't know the man personally, like John Gawkin. I don't know him. I know he's won a junior cup, and he's a fantastic manager. He's well got around the place. I don't know what his situation is. He'd attract the local. But even if it was him or Gary Dempsey coming in, they'd need to be given funds to back him. You know what I mean? They, you know, if it is them, they come in, they need to be backed. And that's from a local side of it. Another route they could go down, they could get someone in who knows the league, a Dublin lad. They might move training up to Dublin, you know, attract more Dublin players. The budget we have now, if you were up in Dublin, you'd have a better side, you would. You know, like the Longford model, Longford last 15, 20 years, probably have trained in Dublin. They just play in Longford, they do. At Lone have done it. So I don't know. Look, that's totally up to the club and what they'd like to do. But look, I'm sure they make the right decision anyway, and they'll have to live by it.
And finally, Brian, if you had the chance to do it again, would you do it? And what would you change if you were to take over again?
What would I change? You know, that's a tough one now. Like, we're 4 days on. You know, like, I certainly would have liked to have more local players in the side. That's a definite. You know, I think they're up there. You look at them winning Leinster Senior League or Leinster Cups and Junior Cup, so like it is, like, you look at Treaty, they got lads in from Michaels and Pike Rovers and these teams, it'd be the same, you know, the same level of player that would be up around the league. So would it be nice to have more of that, you know, in terms of, like, building within the community? But I just think that's outside the manager's portfolio now. You know, I just think it was damaged before we went up. I would have liked to have a bigger budget, obviously. I would have liked to train 3 times a week. We were only allowed, you know, because within the budget, we were only training twice a week. You know, things like that, you change. Look, you would have liked to get better players in, you know, more experienced players in, you know. But unfortunately, we did inherit something that wasn't good. Why did I say that? Because I always said, look, it's not a good thing we have, but we just tried to make it better. And I was hoping along the way what happened at Lone this year would happen to Wexford, where there was, you know, an investment of money. You know, you look what happened up in that Lone this year. Like, I'm looking at their social media page, Facebook, and they're getting cars handed over to them, the players, fuel cards, because the top of the table didn't happen last year. You know, there's an investment gone in. They didn't keep any of the players. Like, we played them the other week. There was no player that played against us last 2-3 weeks ago that was there last year. I don't think, I could be wrong saying it. You know, look, it was a tough gig. It was a tough gig. I just want to let the fans know, while I was there, I gave 100%, you know, all the time. You know, I went down fighting. I don't really regret taking the job, if I'm being honest with you. I probably regret coming back into this year. But, you know, nobody died. You know, it is what it is. You know, we move on now, and I'd just like to thank the club, though, again, for everything they've done, for giving me the opportunity up there. I'd like to thank all the players, you know, the management, lads that helped me over the time. You know, and look, it was stressful. You know, there was lots of sleepless nights, very, very little enjoyment along the way. I don't know why I done it. The wife was always telling me to stop.
And will she be onto you now to take a break out of the game now, or what's your plans?
No, look, come here. I've been offered one or two things. Been offered one or two things as well. Like, I've been offered something from another club, just little bits and pieces for them. I've been offered something then over in America and stuff like that. But look, I have a full time job here. I have a wife, a kid, we have a house and stuff like that. Look, I'd like to get back into it sooner or later, but for now, I'm definitely taking a well-earned break. I am, because I need to de-stress from this. Like, you know, but I do wish Wexford the best going forward, and I do think, look, you know, I'd like to think it is going to improve for them, you know, and improve for the people around Wexford. You know, for the fans, they do deserve better. You can't be watching that year in year, because what's the point? You know, so hopefully they do back the next manager coming in, whether it's a local man or whether someone from outside the league, will really get behind them and investment go in, you know, and this will all be forgotten about, you know. And you know, the one way to keep people quiet is by winning games, you know, and I think that's what Wexford need to do. You know, forget me now, move on, invest into the next manager and go get some wins, you know, and build on and try to get up the table.